Hello, my name is Kurt Joman, and I am the author of the book, A Soliton and Its Owned Bions, Awareness and Mind. In this recording, I will read a specific part of my book, and during this reading, whenever I say the word okay, that marks the beginning of added commentary by me that is not in my book. At the time of this recording, it is 2018, and I am 62 years old. Okay, in this recording, I am going to read subsection 10.1.1, my one dense bion body projection. And the text I'm about to read has about 1,400 words in it. And let me just mention this subsection has two footnotes. I'm not going to read either of those two footnotes because they aren't directly relevant to the subject here, which is to describe my one dense bion body projection. Okay, so let's begin reading subsection 10.1.1, quote, regarding the one dense bion body projection that I had, it was about 6 months before my 25th birthday, so I was about 24 and a half years old, and during the previous 5 years, I had already had hundreds of out-of-body projections, including the two solitonic projections, so I was very experienced with out-of-body projections at that time. But that night was going to be different. I did the normal Om meditation earlier that evening, shortly before I fell asleep, and sometime after I was asleep, I became fully conscious while still in my physical body, and then felt a lot of vibration as a very dense bion body, composed of a great many more bions than any previous bion body projection I had had, moved slowly upward out of my physical body to a height of about 2 feet above my physical body, which was flat on its back. Parenthesis. The bion body was also flat on its back during that upward move. Close parenthesis. During that slow movement upward, and continuing until the end of this dense bion body projection, I felt a lot of what seemed like swirling around of the bions in my bion body limbs and in my bion body trunk. It felt like there was a lot of swirling movement happening throughout the interior of my bion body, and I also saw specific swirls in the interior of my upper bion body chest when I looked there during that slow movement upward. Although after all these years, I no longer have a clear memory of exactly what I saw when looking within my dense bion body. However, for those swirling bions that I saw in my upper bion body chest, my estimate is that they were moving at a speed of a few inches per second. Parenthesis, 1 inch is 2.54 centimeters. Close parenthesis. Note that I never saw or felt any swirling of bions in all the other, much less dense, bion body projections that I have had. The swirling of bions that I experienced within my dense bion body has, I assume, been experienced by others who have also had one or more dense bion body projections, and I assume that in India centuries ago, what was thought, said, written, and taught about this swirling within a dense bion body projection resulted in the subject of chakras. After the slow upward movement of my dense bion body had stopped, that upward movement, in my estimate, lasted about 4 or 5 seconds, I could see clearly from the vantage point of my Bion body head that it was early morning in my apartment with sunlight already streaming in through the closed Venetian blinds on the windows. I still have a memory of what this looked like. For the first time while in a Bion body, I could see what I knew were physical objects. Parenthesis. An explanation of how it's possible to see the physical world when in a Bion body is given in section 5.4 using the learned program statement get photon vectors. Close parenthesis. Also, soon after that upward movement of my dense Bion body had stopped, I became aware that there was a small being of indistinct shape very close above me. It was closer to the apartment ceiling than my Bion body was, and it was right above my Bion body face. Within a few seconds of becoming aware of this being, it spoke to me in clear English with a deep voice that did not sound like a human voice at all. Parenthesis. Because of its deep voice, I'll refer to it with male pronouns. Close parenthesis. Here is the very brief conversation we had. He asked me if I was surprised about a certain past success I had had, but instead of answering him, I asked him a question of my own, if I would get something specific I wanted, to which he simply said, quote, no, close quote. I don't normally remember conversations verbatim, even brief ones, but I've remembered and thought about that dense Bion body projection many times over the years, and have often replayed that conversation in my mind, so I still remember that conversation verbatim. However, it was too specific to myself at that time in my life, and would require too much explanation for a verbatim recounting in this book to be useful to the reader. So, who or what was that being? It didn't say anything about itself, and my own impression of it during that encounter was that it was not a human, neither an in-the-afterlife human nor an embodied human who was projecting out of body. The only non-human intelligent beings considered in this book that are intelligent enough to learn English and communicate with it are the caretakers. Thus, my guess is that it was a caretaker and, given its deep voice, a male caretaker. At that time, considering the sequence of events, I believed that being caused that dense Bion body projection that I had. However, given the procedure in subsection 5.2.3 for a Bion body projection, instead of directly causing that dense Bion body projection that I had, my current thinking is that my unconscious mind was in communication with that being, and my unconscious mind decided to run its Bion body projection procedure, specifically for a dense Bion body projection, so as to give my awareness the experience that resulted, including interacting with that being. After that final word, quote, no, close quote, which ended that conversation with that being, a few seconds later my Bion body moved slowly back down into my physical body, taking about as much time to descend down, an estimated 4 or 5 seconds, as it took to ascend up out of my physical body at the beginning of that Bion body projection. To the nearest minute, my estimate is that the entire Bion body projection, From its beginning, when my bion body started moving up out of my physical body, until its end, when my bion body had fully re-entered my physical body and I was fully back in my physical body, had lasted 1 minute. As soon as that bion body projection had ended, I stayed awake for about 2 hours just thinking about it, since it was such an extraordinary event. Regarding my approximately 100 bion body projections that I had, there was an unpleasant side to them that I often felt when I was away from my physical body, parenthesis, far enough away from my physical body that I was not aware of it being nearby, close parenthesis. I often felt disoriented, parenthesis. I remember often thinking to myself how disorienting a bion body projection was after having a bion body projection during which I was away from my physical body, close parenthesis. I never felt any disorientation at any time during any of my lucid dream projections, and I didn't feel any disorientation when in my bion body, close to my physical body, such as during my one dense bion body projection and during my 2012 bion body projection, parenthesis, described earlier in this section, close parenthesis. After thinking about this, I think the primary reason that my unconscious mind was making me feel disoriented is because the up-down orientation, that the constant downward pull that Earth's gravity has on one's physical body, was absent, because there was no consciously noticeable downward pull by Earth's gravity on my projected bion body. My unconscious mind was sending to my awareness an unpleasant feeling that I consciously interpreted as feeling disoriented because I was in a body, albeit not my physical body, but the downward pull on my body that my unconscious mind was used to always being there when I was in my physical body was absent when my awareness mind was in my projected bion body. And the reason why my unconscious mind never sent that unpleasant feeling of disorientation to my awareness during any of my lucid dream projections is because my awareness mind was not in a body during those projections. During the bion body stage of the afterlife, my guess is that even if one's unconscious mind is initially sending that unpleasant feeling of disorientation to one's awareness, probably one's unconscious mind will soon stop sending that as one's unconscious mind gets used to the apparent weightlessness of that afterlife bion body. Parenthesis. As stated elsewhere in this book, intelligent particles have mass and are subject to gravity, but because of the learned program statement, move this bion, bions have the potential to move in any direction without regard to gravity. See Chapter 5 regarding how one's mind controls the movement of one's projected bion body, close parenthesis. Okay, that is the end of subsection 10.1.1, my one dense bion body projection, and that is the end of this recording.